future is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Monday, the 27th of November, 2017. The current price of Bitcoin is $9,260, which is up 7% in the last 24 hours. Woohoo! Ethereum is current at $474, which is up 3%. Ripple is current at 25 cents, which is up 2%. And Litecoin's at $90, which is up 4% in the last 24 hours. We've seen it was a great weekend on the crypto frontier. I believe on Friday, the price of Bitcoin when I was reporting was $8,400. So it was huge, huge jump there. The current market cap is at $300 billion. And Bitcoin's dominance is 53.7% of that. A huge weekend for the crypto space. The $10,000 target is so close, and I believe we're going to hit it just before Christmas. We can almost touch it. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
The first story today, we're going to kick it off with Max Keiser talking about Bitcoin, the high, and where he sees it going. So let's get into the story. While the price of multiple cryptocurrencies continue to see their value soar, the current price of Bitcoin suggests it's still very much the father of digital money. Max Keiser, host of Russia Today's Keiser Report, agrees and believes that Bitcoin will ultimately reach $100,000 per coin. The price of Bitcoin hit an all-time high over the weekend, moving past the $9,000 mark, following an uncertain couple of months and that had SegWit2x fork hanging over the markets like a dark cloud. Yesterday, Bitcoin continued its rise, nearly touching $9,400 and establishing another all-time high. Keiser believes that Bitcoin's ability to survive numerous changes and countless altcoin competitors prove it's the most dependable cryptocurrency. Bitcoin will dominate and lead crypto going forward. Hundreds of obituaries have been written about Bitcoin, and none of them have come true, and none will. Fact is, Bitcoin is a gift from God to help humanity sort out the mess it's made with its money. Identity crisis. While Keiser's assertions bode well for Bitcoin, it doesn't change the fact that the network is still facing growing pains. SegWit2x may have been abandoned for now, but the shortcomings it's aimed to solve are ever present. The simple fact is that the increasing amount of transactions are putting strain on the network capacity, and the backlog of transactions makes Bitcoin cumbersome as a payment method. However, Keiser believes he had an answer for that. Bitcoin should focus on its role as digital gold and leave the job of payments to others, Keiser said. Dash is emerging as the crypto payment rail, while Bitcoin asserts itself as gold 2.0. I suggest that those frustrated by Bitcoin scaling debate to embrace Dash for payments and leave Bitcoin Core alone to continue working on gold 2.0. Wall Street Money. Many investors seem to be responding well to the narrative of Bitcoin as Bitcoin gold, as digital gold. There's a lot of talk of mainstream institutional investors breaking into the market with massive billion-dollar investments indeed. A plethora of good news and recently buoyed well for Bitcoin's price. With much of it relating to Bitcoin's growing connections to traditional finance, the biggest news by far is CME's upcoming launch of a regulated digital currency as soon as the futures market goes live. Suddenly, Keiser's prediction of Bitcoin hitting $100,000 a Bitcoin high doesn't seem so far-fetched. The broadcaster likened Bitcoin's emergence, resilience, and success to Apple. I remember when I bought Apple stock in the late 90s, when it was valued for less than $100 million. Michael Dell publicly said that Apple should shut its doors and stop the embarrassment of being in business. 20 years later, it's approaching a $1 trillion market cap, and nobody talks about Michael Dell anymore. Planet changing. In August, Cointelegraph interviewed Keiser about Dash's sponsorship of his Great American Pilgrimage. During the interview, he made the prediction about the future of digital currency. I don't like price predictions because it gives away the best way to participate in the crypto economy. Buy and hodl. The next 10 years will be the planet changing as money transforms into global networks of monetized thoughts interacting seamlessly, globally, consciously and unconsciously, intermingling in a spontaneous joy fest of bountiful, life-affirming crypto economics. The second story today is talking about the reports coming out of Israel that ICOs are going to be banned. And we're going to look into this. We're going to see how genuine it is. So Reports of Israel ICO ban of fake news. Entrepreneurs look to create crypto nation. Should people be free to invest their Bitcoin as they see fit, accepting the risk upon themselves and as responsible adults? Or should the nanny state protect the little kids from all the potential losses while also stifling innovation? This is at the stake right now, as the Israel regulators are debating how to approach the challenges of cryptocurrency and the ICO phenomena. Luckily for both Israeli entrepreneurs and ICO investors alike, the reports from the country that a complete ban is coming are premature and greatly exaggerated. In contrast, the unnamed sources cited as reference to the ban, news.bitcoin.com, talked with a person known to be very close to the matter and willingly to come out publicly to support ICOs. Israeli serial entrepreneur and vocal Bitcoin advocate Moshe Hagog today told us that the state of Israel and its leaders understand that we can't rest on our laurels, and that if we won't promote the blockchain industry in Israel, it will be a grave strategic mistake that will hurt our standing as the startup nation. The committees are studying the issue, and I'm certain that in the end we will have friendly regulations similar to the situation in Switzerland. Hagog met with this Israeli finance minister last month to promote the issues of blockchain and cryptocurrencies, and is invited as a guest to speak at the committees. The crypto nation. Israeli entrepreneurs already a notable group on the ICO scene, and in fact gearing up to launch an incredible number of projects next year. Speaking at Jeff Pulver's Startup Nation to Crypto Nation event in Tel Aviv this month, Bancor co-founder Guy Benatzi said he expects 1,000 ICOs to come out of Israel in 2018. This is out of an expected 10,000 projects globally. According to Benatzi, whose ICO raised $153 million in just a few hours this June, the case of Bancor actually sets an example of how Israeli projects can succeed in their crowdfunding efforts, regardless of their legal situation in the country. While the R&D is based in Tel Aviv, the company is officially domiciled in Switzerland. This might help the regulators understand that they can't stop the ICO phenomena, and might as well cultivate it as a positive direction for the country. Great story. It's great to see that Israel has taken this seriously, and I think that other countries should follow the lead and look into this as a serious business and a serious way for entrepreneurs to raise capital for their exciting projects coming out of the space. Let's get on to the next story. The next story today is going to be discussing Hyundai, the car manufacturer, getting into the blockchain space. It's a very interesting story. Let's jump into it. So Hyundai IT arm are to hold a token sale to bring blockchain technology to IoT. Hyundai's BS&C, South Korean automobile giant arms focused on construction and IT services, is going to hold a token sale on bringing blockchain technology to Internet of Things, IoT, Finance Magnates reports. Hyundai Pay has collaborated with Swiss fintech company HDAC Technology in working to improve the security of IoT payment platform. Using blockchain technology, they want to protect the systems against the data tampering, thereby making transactions amongst connected devices more secure. Hyundai's digital asset currency, or HDAC, aims to build a blockchain platform to meet the needs of IoT and payment environments through the machine-to-machine payment system. According to the official release, the token generation event, TGE, is aimed at protecting IoT devices and their users from hacks, privacy invasion, and external threats, especially for payments and transactions. The TGE will support the continuing development of the HDAC blockchain maintained by the HDAC Technology Group. The HDAC blockchain is based on the hybrid blockchain technology, which offers a wide range of capabilities to ensure reliable connection and secured processing between devices. We are thrilled to hold a TGE in order to bring security and transparency to the IoT devices. With more IoT devices hitting the market daily, our lives become more connected. Although there are many benefits to this, we upon ourselves hold a great security risks. Blockchain technology, and especially the HDAC blockchain, is the best way to leverage trust, transparency, security on the IoT. Dae Sung Chong, founder of the HDAC Technology AG Group, said, HDAC Technology and Hyundai Pay will hold a TGE for the HDAC token on November 27th. This will follow a highly successful pre-sale round in which around $100 million has been raised thus far. Woohoo! Another great story. Let's go on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today is going to Bitcoin World, and you can go follow them at Bitcoin World. And here's the tweet. Iran's cyberspace authority said it welcomes Bitcoin if regulated. Another great story for adoption. The second tweet today is from Bitcoin Update, and you can go follow them at BTC_update. Bitcoin mining consumes more electricity a year than Ireland. Great tweet. I love it. Go follow them both for daily updates and to keep on top of your crypto game. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
All right. So SVK current crypto global view. We're going to be taking a different format in this part of the show. We're going to be talking about the market cap and the fact it's gone past the 300 billion, which is a huge milestone, and why that is. So the reason behind that, a lot of you have been emailing in and asking, is because a lot of these cryptocurrencies and altcoins have been hitting all-time highs. So a lot of money's been coming into the market, and the way it normally works is whereby if you have a retail investor, which is what the crypto market is predominantly at present, the first thing they know is Bitcoin. So they buy into Bitcoin, and they're like, oh wait, well, what else should I buy? And it's like, well, let's look at Ethereum, right? And they look at Ethereum, and then after that, they're like, well, what else should I look at? And they're kind of going down in the market cap. So the reason this has been supported is because all of these cryptocurrencies and altcoins have hit an all-time high in the last week or so, and we've just seen a tremendous upside on the back of that. A lot of people have also been tweeting us and emailing in and asking if they should sell their Bitcoin and Ethereum, and is it time to take some profits from that and invest in the altcoins, which is a very, very good question. And what I can do, because this is not a financial advice, this is just the SVK crypto global view and my own view on this as well. I really believe that you should keep your holdings in Bitcoin and Ethereum because you haven't seen the potential of this yet. Obviously, $10,000 would be a huge milestone. I'm sure we're going to have a small pullback there. But, you know, Max, you've got people like Max Kaizo, who's a Bitcoin advocate, saying $100,000. We have $25,000 as another price range. I think that the way you should play it at present and the smart thing to do is to keep your holdings in Bitcoin and Ethereum. Is it a good time to buy more? That's questionable. But is it a good time to sell and buy into the altcoins? I don't think so, because guess what? They're also at an all-time high. So I think the best thing to do in this current climate is to keep your Bitcoin and Ethereum. And as I've always said, is to have a diverse portfolio. So when you first get into the crypto space, and hopefully you guys have already owned your Bitcoin and your cryptos. But the first thing you do is buy Bitcoin, you buy Ethereum. And I think diversifying within the altcoin market is a smart move. We a couple of shows back we spoke about kind of looking at the altcoins out there with the lower market caps, because there's huge upside there and we're starting to see that play out, and there's still an opportunity there, by the way. So I really feel that's the best thing to do. The projections for retail traders on Bitcoin, so this is another interesting point that my attention has been brought to via emails from you guys. The projections for retail traders on Bitcoin, that's a good one, because a lot of people have been emailing me with very bullish projections, which we love at SVK Crypto, so keep those emails coming in. But when is the point to sell? And which is a really good question. When is the good time to sell Bitcoin? I don't think there is one. I think you got to buy, hold on to the ride, because it's going to be a bumpy one. But guess what? It's going to work out and it's going to pay off too. And I think that's the best thing you can do. I don't believe in short-term trading Bitcoin and the other cryptos. I believe in long-term holds, and I believe in finding the right coin to hold and finding and having a reason behind that. Is it a decentralized proposition? Is it a real company? Is the team good? What are they trying to do? Can they execute on their vision? Can they add value? These are the questions that we ask at SVK Crypto. And I think that's the best way to be. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. We'll be back tomorrow with new positive news and hopefully new all-time highs. I mean, what a way to kick off the week. Monday having all-time highs and Tuesday. So we'll see what happens there. Remember to like, subscribe, and share us within your own crypto community. Email us as well any questions you have. Keep those emails coming in, guys. We really appreciate it, SVK Crypto. You can email me directly at cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com, or tweet us at svk_crypto. Have a fantastic day. I'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at svk_crypto. email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.